Welcome back. It's Sunday. Got an early jump this morning. And this podcast is not going to be that long. But a few things that crossed my mind. And about being happy. Now, being happy, to be happy, you don't have to be with someone. And it may sound more like a relationship type podcast, but it's really not. It's just about being happy. Do whatever makes you happy. Now, because you don't have to be in a relationship to be happy. You can be alone and be just as happy. Like, the images we see and the way people act, that's a lot of that is a front, because they don't want to appear to be upset in front of everybody. A lot of times we see couples together, they're happy, but when they go home, they're sleeping in other rooms or whatever. They're unhappy, but they have to keep a smile on their face for the public or the kids or whatever. I'm gonna give you another example. If you're on social media, you would think that everybody's happy, because that's how they give it to us. Nobody never puts their problems out. They always put the good things. If you follow somebody, they're always posting great things, great advice. Those people are going through problems too. Just like, for instance, with the recent situation that happened with Will Smith. Up until that point, he's done everything great. Movies, rap, positive, inspirational talk or whatever. We all thought that Will was happy. But now that his slap happened, we begin to realize there's other things going on, that he wasn't really happy. But this is what we see. We really don't know that man's business. But I'm just saying, up until this point, you would have thought he was the happiest man in the world. And I don't think material things either. Material things not gonna make you happy. You know what makes you happy, where your happiness lies. Now, when it comes to people, you can look at someone and assume that you'll be happy with him or her. Now, I'm a firm believer, happiness comes within, from within. Like, if you see someone that you're interested in and feel that, if you think because of what you see, you'll be happier with that person, you're so wrong. Because before you attempted to be together, work on you first and do what makes you happy. And when you work on you, you become more, you become more available for someone else. And I guess you hope they're happy too. But happiness starts with you. Don't look to be all upset and have drama, and to find someone else to make you happy. Just like now, if you're single, you need to be constantly working on you, constantly working on the person that you see in the mirror before you join forces with somebody else. And sometimes people can get tied up into what a person have or what they look like and want to move forward. That don't always work. And for instance, some men don't really think about the happiness part, or if he toxic or she toxic or whatever. Men think a little different. A man is like this. Some men, not all of them. If she pretty, that male, men, us, we feel like we can change any situation because we're visual. And sometimes it's possible, but it's only temporary. Because men are visual. Like a man can read a book, man might look for pages. A woman can read, I think a woman can read. She don't have to see pages. But I just think men are more visual creatures. Now, that don't mean that a woman don't like good looks in her journey of looking for happiness. That don't mean that. But I just think women observe the whole package of who he is, what he does, what he likes, or whatever, in their pursuit of happiness. I just think we don't look too deep. Because if she's pretty, we go straight forward. And like I said before, never think because he or she has nice material things that everything will work out. Some of the richest people in the world are unhappy. But they have all the nice things that an average person can wish for. Now, when it comes down to happiness, this is just my theory. Don't mean that it's right, but this is just how I look at it. If you question, that means you open the mind to happiness. Like, for instance, you ask yourself, what do I like doing? How can I do more of this, even if I have other plans going on to make me happy? What do I like doing to make me happy? How can I make happiness my number one priority? You have questions. That means it can lead to happiness because you have questions. How, why, when, what can I do? Where can I do it? Because you know what makes you feel happy. But I feel like when it comes to being happy, if you give statements, it closes the mind off. Like, for instance, if you know you want to be happy, something you want to do, but the first thing you say, I can't because this. I'm too busy because of this. I gotta work. You're making excuses why you can't do certain things that make you happy. Remember, a statement closes the mind. But if you have a question, you thinking of what can I do? You always have questions because you want to be happy. But a statement closes everything off because you're doubting yourself. And if you want happiness, I just think that you got to take that I can't out of your vocabulary. Stop saying I can't. A statement closes the mind to happiness. A question opens the mind. Remember that. What can I? What should I? Versus, oh, I can't do this because of this. I gotta do this because of this. I'm too busy to do this. Get rid of those statements and question, what do you need to do to become more happy? Okay, that's all I have. This week in the news, Johnny Depp and Amber Heard, that case is going national. To me, I don't pay attention to it, but it's weird that she would do something like shit in the bed. That's weird to me. That's leaning more to white people. And I'm gonna tell you why. Like now, you know, when you walk the dogs, you got to get the bag, you pick the dog shit up after the dog. I don't think that's just a black thing. Black people just expect their dog just to walk, not be shitting everywhere and we had to pick it up. But that's just a personal thought or whatever. And I think black people love dogs just as much as white people. But when they came up with that bag or whatever. And I say that because I've heard white people complaining about her shitting in the man's bed. It's sickening to me, really. Brittany Griner's still locked up. And they let a Marine go, but they still got Brittany. But I don't know. And I hope she comes home safe or whatever. And we don't even know if those people are making up a lie. But people, think about this. If you're in somebody else's country, you're walking on pins and needles. You got to follow the rules. Now, if she wanted to smoke or whatever, she didn't have to take the oil with her. Or maybe she forgot. You got to think. You're in somebody else's country. You have to go by their rules. And I hope Brittany comes home safe. But people, just remember, if you're planning a vacation or whatever, you need to find out the rules of that country. And I understand she played basketball for them, but she still needs to find out the rules. I don't care if she won championships. You cannot bend the rules in somebody else's country. And that's all I have. Once again, thanks for listening. Tune in next Sunday, and I'll chat with y'all then.